On our morning show from WRCO, we have some big news, some good news from the Richland Center Fire Department about a special event that is coming up, some good news about a community donation as well, which has gotten them some new equipment. In the studio today with us, we have Ryan and Julie Cairns from Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance. We have Darren Steinmetz from the Fire Department, who's captain and fire prevention coordinator. Seems like we just did this interview, Julie. We did just last year, right?
Yeah, having a little deja vu. Sitting here, but and it went so well last year. At the end of the day, we kind of all looked at each other like, we should really just do this again. Let's make this a tradition, you know, an annual thing. So that's what's brought us back here. We're going to do it again.
And when is the event? And tell us about it.
Yeah, it's Saturday, April 13th, 11 to 1. So it'll be in our parking lot. We're going to have, of course, hot dogs, fire trucks, fire department, some other miscellaneous, probably be surprise things there. But the biggest piece is just for the fire department and for us to work together, because we have kind of that same mission, right? Prevention, protection, and just work together, I guess. Yeah. So fire department will be there. Of course, we'll have some swag, but food and swag, right?
And Ryan, you're involved as well. Is that you're grilling again this year, are you? What's going on?
I believe I was just told that I was grilling again.
Okay. Yeah,
so I'll be grilling again. And
with the fire department there, it's kind of safe then. And so
true. Yes.
Coincidence? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll be grilling the best hot dogs in the world from the Richland Locker, the beef hot dogs. So, yeah.
Good stuff. On the 13th. And it's a big day for the State Farm Organization, isn't it, Ryan?
It is. It always is. And it's great partnering with the fire department and making sure that we're being proactive in preventing fires, because nobody wants a fire.
And in your business, in your line of work, smoke detectors are number one, aren't they?
Yeah, we see obviously there's kind of a consistent common denominator when we see a total loss of a home. Specifically is, you know, how was the smoke detector involved? Was it involved? Was it on? Were the batteries? So, you know, I think specifically on the 13th, that is kind of like the key focus is the smoke detector. So we're working with the fire department on getting some more detectors in their hands. I think there's some numbers that they'll share about how many they were able to give away last year. But back to your original, yes, we, you know, obviously in the insurance industry, we're all about prevention, keep the risk low. And smoke detectors are a huge variable in that.
First and foremost, it's to save a life, but also structures, you know, quick warning and how far they are from town and those kind of things, that comes into play, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's huge. It'll make or break the whole situation. I mean, we've seen that too, unfortunately. And, you know, it's obviously about lives. It's huge. You know, when we lose someone, it's really a pain point. So small pieces like a smoke detector make a world of difference.
You have the opportunity on your lot. You've got ample space there to put on a big event like this, don't you?
Yeah, someone, I won't name names, maybe initials are RC, had this great idea about that location being so so critical to being able to give back to our community. Someone, I won't name names, initials JC, drug her feet a little bit because I wasn't so sure about how that would go, but it's been just such a huge piece to us being able to use our platform to give back. So yes, the parking lot, you know, we keep saying parking lot party, parking lot, you know, so it's been great. Perfect space.
And what are some other things you'll have there? Is it going to be a surprise on the 13th?
A few key pieces we're still working out the details on, but for sure swag, for sure hot dogs, for sure some, I don't know, a couple trucks. Is that what you're thinking, Darren? You guys were thinking. So I'll let Darren speak on that part. But so things to look at, things to, you know, be able to get your hands on, hopefully. Yeah.
Are we going to have those cool kid fire helmets again?
Absolutely. Cool kid fire helmets are going to be there. Oh. And what about those poo-poo bags for the dogs?
Oh.
They're in the shape of a fire hydrant. And so there's the poo bags are inside of it. So those are a really big hit. And we were able to get our hands on more of them. When I say we, I mean Ryan was able to get his hands on more of those. So yeah, maybe some shades, some cool sunglasses, little surprises. Mm-hmm. I just gave away a couple, but yes.
Kids love those kind of things. They love the fire department too. And
all
the paraphernalia there.
If you check out our Facebook page, there's some really cute pictures of she's our office baby, Parker, and she's in the fire department. She's inside there in the trucks with the hats on and stuff. And yeah, it was really cool, but the kids do love them. So yeah. And I think too, I have some notes, lots and lots of notes written down, but I think one thing I wanted to point out is that when Ron and I went to the fire department a couple days ago for those pictures, it was almost like a warm fuzzy, or like kind of like hit you in the feels when I walked through there, because I don't know if I've ever walked through there. And to see all the trucks and to see the gear, it really, I don't want to be like all emotional here, but it did kind of choke me up a little bit, thinking like, wow, like seeing the gear and how these people are willing to risk their lives for us. Yeah. And so I thought, gosh, if we can work together to proactively support them too, so they don't have to go to fires, it really just kind of hit me like this is a good thing. So, yeah. No tears were shed. Good. But I applaud them. I think it's huge to be able to support them and say thank you. And these events allow us to say thank you.
Do you guys have an extra large helmet too that I can wear or not?
Yeah.
No, I think if you remember last year, we took a picture with them out in the lobby here, and I don't think they'll fit your head or my head.
Okay. Yeah, the ones that
they just sit on top of our heads.
Well, there's so much brain mass
yes,
up there.
That, yes.
Well, let's move on to the yes. real topic at hand,
yes,
the fire department.
Please.
We have Captain Steinmetz here. Darren, this is a big event for you and the fire department, isn't it?
Oh, it's an excellent time to get out into the community. We always are looking for more and more opportunities to get out. And the opportunity, we just want to thank the Cairnses again, because it's huge. Their lot is a perfect spot because it's right on the corner. It's huge space. Being able to get in the public eye. Being able to just give back to our community in a different way. And thank you for the nice little sentiment there. That means a lot to us, because we do care about that. We don't really look at it as
risking your life.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, we don't. I there is always that, but it's a love affair, I guess, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just been doing it for almost 30 years. It's 27 years, so it's just been. It's just a good way to get back to my hometown in a way that not many people can. So mm-hmm. I just feel very blessed to be able to do it as long as I have so far.
I know you love what you do, but you'd be better off if you just had photo opportunities like Julie had, and, you know, you just dusted the trucks, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we didn't run on calls, we wouldn't be as trained as we are. But at the same time, yeah, we would love to be able just to go out in the community and not have to go to the calls and make house calls, as they say, but that's part of it, and unfortunately that is it plays a huge role in what we have to do and have to adapt and grow different things from anywhere from electric vehicles now to, you know, the different styles of homes with the open areas now compared to like a really tight old farmhouse type look. You know, it just makes a big difference on how we attack it, We take a lot of pride in keeping up with as much training as possible.
Well, let's talk about a real important reminder, the home safety. We want to talk about that and smoke detectors.
Yeah. I got to get my notes here. Okay. So, yeah, last year the department adapted a home safety program where a couple of the members would go on a prearranged visit where someone requested that we come and we went and talked about fire prevention tips with them. And we did put some detectors in homes, and quite a few actually. So we actually did visit 32 homes last year, supplied 48 detectors last year. So that's huge. And the detectors, thank goodness we have programs like this, you know, budgets are budgets, you know, and being able to get extra stuff like this that isn't going against our budget number, it's huge. And so we're actually helping a community stay safer, so we don't have to visit them. And I think it's a huge, with the ultra high pressure truck that's going to be in service in the next few months, and that's just another tool for the toolbox, so to speak, and it's huge.
If someone is listening, Darren, and they'd like to, they're curious about you guys coming out there or bringing a detector, what should they do?
Well, we're going to have a sign up there to, if they want to have us come in and do this home survey stuff with them. It's definitely up to them. They do not have to do that, but we would like to get as many as possible in 2024, just because it's a great program. It's a great tool to be able to get fresh detectors in your home, and maybe some things that we get tunnel vision with and in our homes that we don't think there might be a fire hazard, actually from a fresh pair of eyes coming in saying, yeah, this could be better. This is what you can do to make it better. And it, it's going to help us in the long run. Let's see, more notes, because Lord knows. So we'll have a sign-up available for the home safety visit on site there next Saturday. And really the biggest thing is we'll have our UHP truck as well, which is, and along with, and I can't guarantee, but there is a hint of a dog that might be there.
I heard that as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Heard
so
that as well.
There is a good chance that mm-hmm. Dit might make an appearance. So anybody that likes it, Phil, I know you like it.
I do.
So, it's a great photo op opportunity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hot dogs and
the dog.
The dog.
The dog.
Yeah,
fire
exactly.
Dogs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
In a little while, we're going to talk to Chief Gauld about some great things, some exciting news for the department. The upkeep is something that just kind of baffles me, Darren. All the suits that your people have to wear and everything like that, how often do you have to update those?
Well, NFPA guidelines and all the National Fire Protection Agency guidelines, we kind of go off of those. And we have to, gear... Every 10 years, it includes helmets and boots, the pants, the coat, can run anywhere near $4,000 to outfit a firefighter now these days. So that's where that budget number comes in again. So that we were so blessed in this community to have the donations that we get. And we used to have a dance. We kind of transitioned to a more family-friendly event at the drive-in movie in the fall, like August. And that has helped a ton with equipment. The upkeep's huge because you got to, we're very blessed with the apparatus we have in the station. We are the hub of the county, so we are just happy to be able to help our neighbors. We have our mutual aid departments that we get help constantly from, and they help us, or we help them, so it's a good give and take. But it can be $4,000 to outfit a firefighter just for the protective gear alone.
In the time that you've been a member, Darren, and you still seem like a kid to me, but now you're kind of like in the middle.
I bless your heart.
I was gonna say, he's an adult.
In the middle.
Yeah, middle-aged, I think, is what they say.
Maybe even in the upper echelon of some of the department members. But, you've seen a lot of changes, and you don't just go out on fire calls, do you?
No, and in all honesty, with the protection or the prevention programs we do have put in place, I like to think that we have knocked down our structure fires actually quite a bit. We go on a lot of car accidents. Probably 2/3 of our calls are traffic incidences, whether it's the jaws of life or if it's just traffic control, cleanup type things. But we run probably 2/3 of our calls, which is about, Scott will get into it, about 220 calls a year, probably around that range.
Wow.
So, and that includes, pages for carbon monoxide and during the wintertime. So that's another huge detector program that we'd like to, maybe look into, is getting people equipped with carbon monoxide detectors also, because silent, deadly gas that no one knows is there until it's starting to make you sleepy and make you sick. And then you're kind of on a short leash in regards to the health of you. So, obviously, in my time, we ran a lot of fire calls, like structure fires when I first got on probably 27 years ago. But now it's definitely more highway-based accidents. And we do have, we're kind of the jack of all trades. So we can get the majority of a good amount of people in a short period of time. So we'll get called for lost, like a dog that's trapped up on a hill or something is mm-hmm. one, or some water rescue stuff that we have trained some, and we're getting better and better on our training, but we obviously need more training on stuff like that. And we'll do that. Confined space, a lot of different things that we do. So, it's not just fires anymore. It's not just putting water on fire. It's a lot of other things.
Yeah, we owe a debt of gratitude, that's for sure. The other people that I think of in the background, not everybody that's on the fire department is self-employed. Your employers really do a lot for you too, don't they?
The employers are huge in our community to be able to allow us to go on these fire calls. We can't thank them enough, because we've got people that are in throughout industry, and some are self-employed. Most of them, it used to be where you had majority of the fire department members were self-employed business owners. So They were readily available. Of course, they weren't making money either when they were going on these fire calls because then they were losing business. So, but now our industry people like Rockwell and Schreiber and stuff like that, and we've got we've got wonderful employers who will allow, like Rockwell will allow some people to leave if available. So during the daytime, that's huge for us because, you know, I work in an office and sometimes I'm not able to leave, and so it's they are very nice to let me leave sometimes, so it's a give and take, you know. But yeah, we can't thank them enough. That's a huge partner for us, and we're very thankful.
Have you been doing some school visits this year?
We did last fall. We always go in the fall. Yeah, we visited the main schools, and we go to Ithaca as well, and anybody in our fire protection district. So it's always fun. I love fire prevention. That's my gig. You know, I just, I love talking to the kids. I did get reminded, like, someone, what was it, from Ithaca 20 some years ago, mentioned to their mom, I believe it was, if your house starts on fire, you're supposed to stop, drop, and roll. Wasn't exactly what I said, but I do remember the conversation. That will not help your house from burning. It's you know, totally different thing. Totally different thing. But thank you for listening.
You're taking out of context a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, that happens from time to time. Yeah. But no, we love to get out in the community. We've got our Class A uniforms now that we got recently. And I'd like to think we look sharp and look more uniform now. And so we go to events and some events that we'll have those Class A uniforms on, and it'll look good. I would like to see fire prevention people go out to the schools and those things. I think it looks sharp. We'll be out in May in front of our station getting some photos. So I'm guessing if you do a drive-by, you'll see a bunch of people in a bunch of monkey suits. But unfortunately, it's really a sharp look now. So I'm glad we were able to progress and get those as well.
And usually have your open house the weekend of the rodeo.
Yeah, the Saturday of the rodeo. We'll have that again this year. And I'm not sure on the date, though, but it is in June.
15th.
Yep. June 15th. Yep. Okay. Well, I guess that's our open house date. we'll have snacks and stuff, and just let you come into the station. We'll have our swag that we'll be able to give away as well. And just be able to see the kids. That's a great time to see the kids. They come in and they're looking at all the stuff and they're just, oh wow, starry eyed, you know. And it's great. It's nice to be able to have that effect on people. It's kind of an ego boost a little bit for us, you know.
And are the fun events. So the PR events are there.
Well, the PR is huge. And the big thing about art, we see people in their worst days, and we would love to see them in their better days. And that's an event like this coming up next Saturday. That's huge for us. We'll be able to go out and we'll see smiling faces. We're not seeing tears. You know, we may see some tears, and Scott will be there. I'm just kidding, Scott. I'm just kidding. Oh, actually, Scott, I don't know if
he
will
be there. Scott said, I think Scott was like, I don't need to be in person with you guys. I'll just, you know, get away from all the jabs I'm probably going to get that day. And I'm like, no one's going to jab you. Well, we
did. Sorry, Scott. Well, we got to mention it, you know. Yeah. It's all
so
right.
Much for that.
Yeah. Oops.
Are you going to have some things on display at Julie Karen's Safe Farm Insurance?
We are. We're going to have our new ultra-high pressure truck that we're going to be putting into service in the next couple months. That'll be sitting out. I'm not 100% sure, weather permitting, we might have the white Ford out there again like we did last year. But we'll have a couple trucks sitting out there. And we'll have people in being able to tour the trucks and look at the trucks also. And because our guys love to do that. They guys and gals, because we do have gals too, and that's great. So our firefighters, that is the proper terminology that I should be using, because I'm equipped with the tech school stuff, and I'm also supposed to be saying firefighters, so I should say guys and gals is what I usually say. We'll have a great turnout, hopefully, and I'm obviously the best hot dogs in the world will be there.
Ever. Thank you, Craig, from the Richland Locker.
Yeah.
And then Ryan's grilling skills, I mean, just... You can't get over that, right? Yeah. Just the combo.
Are you ready, Ryan?
Sparks are going to fly in a good way.
Yeah, I'm ready. I think I have to find a couple LP tanks, but other than that, I'm ready.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
That's a small thing. We can find that.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Should be a great event. Anything else that you guys would like to add about it, Julie?
No, I just think, like you were saying, like you see folks typically on like their worst days, right? So we're hoping on that day that it can be just the warm fuzzies, getting to see the firefighters, getting to see the gear, seeing the trucks, so that if it ever happens that they show up at your home, there's a little less, you know, like shock factor perhaps. But we saw a customer after one of his horrible losses, and he said he'll never forget seeing the fire truck and how he just instantly felt relief and like dropped to his knees and was like, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay. So I think if we can show that on Saturday, April 13th, like when you see these folks, like, it's gonna be okay, like if the worst happens, I'm gonna be okay, because we have who we have and what we have for gear and whatnot and trucks. But so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I could go on, but I don't want to get emotional. So there we go.
we do a lot of joking about it, but we certainly are fortunate, aren't
yes,
we, Ryan?
We're very fortunate. You know, being at the fire station the other day, it is a very humbling experience. And when you see all the lockers with all the fire gear, I was going to ask again, Brent told me, but how many firefighters are on the...
Well, we just, and Scott will probably mention this as well, we were blessed. We put on 9 more people at their last meeting Monday night, and we're up to almost 50 now. So,
what a testimony, right?
So seeing all the lockers with all the gear, and then talking about the gear like you already have of, you know, how expensive it is. But I think one of the highlights for me was the high pressure truck. That's amazing. But the washing machine. Julie saw the washing machine.
Yes.
The heavy most commercial duty. And it extracts the water it, out of the
yes it extracts all the bad stuff, all the water out, and then we have the gear dryer as well, so we can get a set of gear back in service within a couple hours.
Wow.
Versus having to wait days after washing them and having them pulled apart, and you know, it just, it's such a blessing to have that, because take gear out for a couple hours, you don't know if you're going back out in a couple hours,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
so to take it from a couple days down to a few hours is huge.
And I can testify that gear is heavy.
Oh, I know.
I put on a whole uniform in the tank, and I tried to do some squats, and I was like, somebody help me up. It was crazy. So that too is amazing how heavy everything was.
It adds about 40 plus pounds with all the gear on.
That's crazy.
And then you add water weight to that.
Yeah.
And then that's
right.
even a bit more.
And if you have to climb a ladder or whatever.
Or I'm thinking carrying the hose. I'm like, okay, throw me a hose, Brent. And he's like, you really want to try? I'm like, no, I probably shouldn't. But it's. I applaud you all.
Well, thank you.
I really applaud you all.
Thanks for what you do.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Bet. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Yes, our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. And we are going to have Chief Gauld on coming up next. He wanted to come in solo, so he didn't get
I don't blame him.
Jabbed here.
Yeah. I do not blame him. Don't blame him.
Julie.
Ryan and Julie Karens from Julie Karens State Farm Insurance, and Darren Simons, Captain and Fire Prevention Coordinator for the Richland Center Fire Department. The morning show continues next.